The main activity for the mission members that we had was a satsang on Tamil New Year's Day, Saturday, and we introduced the study for the Ratao. We can give one to Tandu, one to Deva. This is a little flyer which lists in a summary form the 9 qualities to cultivate in children. So we sent this out already as a, in our satellite news, as an enclosed file, the full text. So this is like a summary sheet, stick on the refrigerator or whatever. The reminder. So somehow we managed to give an hour and a half talk introducing this. I still don't know quite how, but we got fired up. So I'm not going to do that this morning. But I do have something interesting. Timing is always so interesting, the way email relates to life. And so, having in mind that I would mention this, you know, this morning, the 9 qualities, and of course the key quality, the core quality is number 1, the positive self-concept, you know, having a good self-image of oneself, because without that, lots of the other qualities aren't even possible to develop. So that's like the core quality. So my email said this came in at 2 this morning. So it's a really nice statement. This is someone who is just about to become a member writing to a member. To be frank with you, I never thought of becoming a member of the Saivasiddhanta Church, for I always thought that I was not prepared and good enough to be a close shishya of Gurudeva. I considered myself too inferior and not having the skills that were needed. Sound relevant? I mean, this is a living example of the problem of a low self-esteem. So, doesn't even feel worthy enough to become a member, has such a low self-concept. It took time. I had to go through a lot of storms in my life, problems and problems that most young men should encounter. What I have appreciated is that I've come to know the two sides of life very well, the sane and the insane. The experiences give you lessons, and the lessons make you realize and strong. Today, I keep on repeating that these problems were just blessings to mold me and make me better, happier and stronger. Yes, I am a happy person today. Some time back, I was not a happy man. Doubt was the main reason that prevented me from coming close to Gurudeva. I was doubtful. What lies ahead? What will happen if I get married tomorrow? How will my wife respond? I prayed to Ganesh and gave him my trust, hope, and love. He responded by putting obstacles in my life. I hit them one after the other. They were painful and hurt me. Finally, they rechanneled my life in the right course. This is how I feel today, the 17th of April, 2002. I love my life and myself. More obstacles are to come, I know, and maybe more storms. Now I know that I will be more prepared and secure, for I have taken refuge in the global spiritual family of our beloved Gurudeva. Isn't that amazing? I mean, could you ask for a better testimony? It's like, you know, I had sent out a memo to the world and said, please send in your testimony so I can read this on April 17th for introducing this subject on self-esteem. So it shows the whole pattern, you know, being a young adult with this problem, which is how he started, and his father was very abusive, really gave him a terrible time. Becoming very despondent, going through lots of problems, but coming out of it, thanks to Gurudeva and Gurudeva's teachings and the support of the members there, came out of it and started looking at it in a wise way. And at this point, if he hits more obstacles, he's just going to smile and say, "Oh, thank you, Ganesha. I must be going in the wrong direction." So, very, very appropriate. So otherwise, we visited the Concord Temple. It's been a long time since we were there, and got a very nice reception. There's a Shivacharya there, Ananda, who's the nephew of Sukumar, who was the first priest to stay here for 6 months and train us in Shiva Puja. So he already knows about us and really respects Gurudeva and wants to visit the Adinam on his, one of his trips to India, wants to stop by here. And really a wonderful person, gave a fantastic puja. And so they were really went out of their way to honor us, and so we had a little parade down the street there, down Second Street for a few yards, big banner and everything, and went inside and did a nice deepastapana to a picture of Gurudeva, and then they garlanded us and put a lot of shawls on. And, we gave a talk, which was on Taka, I guess it's yesterday's Taka, and just a general talk about Lord Muruga and about Gurudeva and Gurudeva's interest in starting temples in the U.S. and how he did that through starting the worship and gifting the Ganesha. So then they read a little plaque that they're putting on the wall to Gurudeva, very nice, which honored him as the founder of Sai Sanana Church, Amayan Academy, and Palani Swami Temple, and for transferring the management of that temple to them, and for his advancement of Hinduism and Saivism worldwide. That's roughly what it says. Very appropriate. And so we were there for the Abhishekam and went through a second round of shawls and garlands and some nice prasadam afterwards, and then we went through a third round of shawls and garlands. So we came back like with 20 different shawls. The whole room was filled with wall-to-wall garlands there. So they went, I'd say they even overdid the attention and respect in a very nice way, and took photographs and invited the, mentioned to me it'd be wonderful to have all the members coming back and mixing with the other members, meaning the ones who are still part of the temple, like Ravi Nadesan, who looked like a giant when I saw him. I forgot how tall he was. He's a really tall person. He was so happy to see us. Then they're starting a fundraising drive to make a new entrance, which is straight out from the sanctum. So you'd be entering on Second Street, right, straight into the deity, which is traditional, of course. So they showed us some drawings, and we blessed them. And then at the end, we gave $101 for their building fund to do it, and that touched them. That's always what Gurudeva does, you know, starts the building fund in a generous way, which always surprises people because they expect him to be collecting money for his project rather than giving money to theirs. So, but it is a tradition that Gurudeva often did, so we're trying to fulfill everything that Gurudeva used to do. So we gave them the $101, and they were surprised and happy. And so they said, "Oh, well, we can raise money for your temple. Is that all right?" I said, "Well, we wouldn't want to interfere with your efforts." And they said, "Well, no problem. We'll just take it to our board and see what happens. So we'll see." See what happens on that side. I dropped the magic numbers, some conversation, 40,000. That's one of my standard phrases. "Oh, it takes $40,000 a month to keep it going. You're on construction." And mouths drop open. They're not used to having to raise that much each month just to keep your building fund going. You know, not your operating fund, but your building fund. So that impressed them. So all in all, there was a very friendly feeling, and the members have already asked some of them, you know, "Well, can we start going there again?" or this or that. So we'll be discussing that and giving them some guidelines as to what's appropriate. Otherwise, we had an evening darshan session from four to seven each evening. So we saw lots of the members and some students as well. Like Greg Holland came from the East Coast just to see us, and Yatrika came up from Hollywood. So some of them hadn't come over for the Prayopavesa, so it was the first time they'd seen us in a while. So that worked out very well. We were at the Embassy Suites, so that's a perfect place to have darshan in the room. They have a nice front room there and big place for people to sit.